The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. If you are looking to make a difference to your work life as well as your personal life, this program is for you. We'll have stories, identify tools and techniques to help you in your everyday success, and answer your questions and hear your ideas. Now, here is your host, Kimberly Stewart.
Welcome, Voice America listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and we have an exciting segment today. And actually, for the month of March, I am celebrating women's success in leadership, in business, in everything that we do. Now, that isn't to say that just in March is enough time to go over all the different successes that women have achieved and talk to all the various women who have achieved success. But March is a good time for us to reflect and celebrate women's success, as there's many different initiatives, many different organizations that do try to hone in on the women's success for the month of March. And what I'm trying to do with all my guests, and tonight is no exception to that, is look for a variety of different journeys that these women have taken. Pioneer journeys, things that are unique and inspirational, not only for the women who are listening, but for everyone. And throughout the year, I will continue to look for women and men who inspire us, as I have done so in the past segments. So as I said, tonight is no different. I have Sylvia Allen, who has definitely been pioneering for women. She started her own company, Allen Consulting, when women just didn't start their own companies. She started it in 1978, so 36 years ago. It is a New Jersey-based PR, sponsorship, and integrated marketing communications firm. And at the time, as I said, women were discouraged from seeking higher positions in the business world. She brought her firm international recognition for performing the pivotal role of helping to revitalize many downtown communities, particularly in New Jersey, through event marketing, NPR, sponsorship sales, and the coordination of events such as outdoor summer concert series, historic walking tours, street festivals, holiday festivals, and much, much more. In 2003, she took this wealth of knowledge overseas and founded Sylvia's Children, a nonprofit with a mission of improving the lives of more than 1,000 children living in Uganda. In 2005, Sylvia was inducted into the International Festivals and Events Association's Hall of Fame. Sylvia, thank you for coming on the show, and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Well, great. Well, let's get started right away and tell us a little bit more about Allen Consulting and Sylvia's Children. How did you start Allen Consulting in 1978, and then what inspired you to start Sylvia's Children in 2003?
Well, I kept getting fired from jobs, so it seemed like a good idea. And it was sort of a convergence of things, because I long time ago took a stand against women being biased against when I quit my TV job in Minneapolis, when they told me I couldn't have a credit line because I was a producer, because I was a woman. So I've been blazing this trail a long time. But in 1978, I was VP of marketing for an AV company. I got fired. I was in the process of a divorce, had to buy out my husband's equity in the house, and I thought, I think I'm going to work from home. I'll work because that way I would be there when I put the kids off to school. I'd be there when they came home from school. And so I just jumped in with both feet. I had nothing, had no contract. I had nothing, just nothing. And the first thing I did was I said, okay, you worked at AT&T for 2 years, 9 months, and 3 days. You know how to do technical documentation. So I did technical documentation for a while, and if you think at that period of time, there were no computers. My kids love to talk about the good old days when I typed all night. Well, you know, it depends on your point of view as to whether it was good old days or not. But I was able to be there for my children, and then it just kind of evolved. It went along for a while. It kind of grew into like an advertising agency, advertising, marketing, and PR. I had lots of, at one point I had 4 offices and 34 employees, and we lost one account that was $1 million in billings. And I said, wait a minute, you're not having fun yet. I love doing what I do. But I wasn't, because I was dealing with things like personnel issues, employee issues. Sylvia, the glass on the copier is dirty. I'm sorry? Did the maid die? You know, clean it. So I decided that I would go back to being a very small company. And my thought is, if I ever get to 6 employees, I either need to raise my rates or fire some clients, because that's more than I want to do. I love the hands-on. I love producing events. I love coming up with creative ideas. I love doing PR on things, because that's the fun part. So I just had started out, and since I got rid of all the offices in 1989, and so January 1, 1990, I was back to a one-woman dog and pony show, and have kept going ever since. And again, specializing in events, public relations, nonprofits. I love working with nonprofits because there's a purpose. You know, we're just not cranking out press releases on PVC pipe. I'm not picking on PVC pipe, but it is. And then so I was doing that. Then in 2003, because I taught at NYU, I taught in the Center for Philanthropy and Fundraising and taught a class called How to Ask for Money to Nonprofits in January of 2003. And one of the guys said, you know, I love your style. I was really tough on him. So the fact he said he loved my style was an out-and-out lie. But he said, I'd like to invite you to Africa. And I did get goosebumps because I had studied the African culture when I got a master's, because I got a Master of Arts in Culture and Policy. So off I go, 5 ministers and me and this man, to Tanzania, Kenya, and Uganda. And it was in Uganda that I began to say, uh-oh, this wasn't casual. I'm supposed to be here. Hey, I got to find out what it is. And on the very last day, this man came up to me and gave me a plaque that said, I thank God for what I am. And on the back side, it said, the children at the Imbrizi Advanced Primary School would like you to be their grandmother. Oh. Now, I have a thing, and I'm sure you have it. Most women have it. We call it intuition. But it's also TYG, trust your gut. My stomach didn't flop when I met him, and I said, I think this one's honest. So I said, okay, I'll do that. Came back, and June of 2003, formed Sylvia's Children, and became recognized as a charity in August of that year, and everybody told me I couldn't file my 501c3, and I chose to ignore that, and I filed my own 501c3 and got it in less than a year, which everybody says is not possible. Whatever, anybody tell you can't do something. Well, poor Nick at the IRS. It's possible because I called him every day from January 1, 2004 to April 15th, 2000.
Wow.
When he said, it's passed. Okay, thank you so much. So it's been, and it's been interesting. The first year I only raised $4,000, but in the almost 11 years I've been doing it, I'm past the $900,000 mark. We went from 4 buildings to 21, 439 children to over 1,000. I have 91 orphans in high school. I have 3 orphans in college. And I have one who's graduating as a teacher. So you can do anything if you set your mind to it.
We are celebrating women's success. And to kick off the month of March and celebrating women's success, we have Sylvia Allen, who not only started her business in 1978, Allen Consulting, but she also started a nonprofit, Sylvia's Children, in 2003. And before we left for the break, we were hearing both about Alan Consulting as well as Sylvia's Children and all the good work she has done with Sylvia's Children, and how perseverance, determination, energy all lead you to success. And it definitely did so for Sylvia. You know, you had some great stories about how Sylvia's Children started and how you started out with Alan's Consulting back in 1978. And, you know, I'm inspired by that. And I do believe that, you know, if you put your mind to it, whether you're a woman or a man, you can get whatever you want achieved. It might take a little bit longer than you had hoped, but it also might take a lot less time. But you can do what you want if you are determined. And you definitely showed that with both your company as well as the nonprofit that you started. Now, what, you know, women have come a long way since 1978. And I'll just use that as a benchmark because that's when you started Alan Consulting. And we have had quite a journey. But one of the things that I've noticed and I've observed is that, you know, the woman issue has not gone away at all. That we, you know, we are still talking about women in business, pioneering women, women paving the way, you know, potential inequities between women and men in business. You know, why is that? And is there going to be a time when we're not talking the woman issue?
When women become better to each other. Women are their own worst enemies. I think so much. I wrote a book, A Woman's Guide to Sales Success, dealing with some of these issues. Mm-hmm. Because there are all sorts of levels of women. There's the queen bee, there's da-da-da, you know, it's all these different ones. The queen bee says, I made it, you're on your own, and they're going to hold you down. Just compare how men get along and how women get along. Two guys can be nose-to-nose arguing, right? You're wrong, you're an idiot, blah, 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 blah. Okay, are we done? Yeah, okay, let's go have lunch. The women argue, and they carry that hatred ad nauseum. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, on top of everything else, in November of 2011, I bought a 1903 building. It's got an opera house in where Judy Garland got her start. There, and I'm competing now with another entertainment facility. And I contacted the woman. I said, maybe we could work together. No way, you're stealing my business. Are you kidding? We have to work together. We have to get over the pettiness. We also, the younger women do not realize they still have to fight. They go, no, everything's fine now. You know, when I had to fight for a credit line as a woman and couldn't get it, excuse me? That's a lot of fighting. Or a job at AT&T, yeah, Sylvia, we're going to put you in that job. But, you know, so-and-so had it. I said, I want the money and the title that goes with it. Well, we'll talk about it. No, we're talking about it now. You still have to be very firm about it. Women tend to be nice. Okay, it would be nice if you do that. No, men aren't nice. They come into a job. They say, I expect this. And they are respected for that. And, you know, if men do that, they're assertive. If women do that, they're aggressive. We know all of that. Right. The other thing is terminology. AT&T was very good at he or she, you know, never saying just him, making sure you were tuned in to using both male and female. And I correct my husband every once in a while. He says, oh, big deal. I go, yeah, big deal. It isn't all male. I said, it's got to be neutral if we have to do that. Call it wait staff. Don't say waitress or waiter. Wait staff. It's one of my hot buttons. Sorry.
No, that absolutely. And I understand it is, you know, just slight changes of your vocabulary, I think, do make a difference. And being conscientious of the vocabulary does make a difference in starting to change people's mindset and think and how they think and view. And the more that we can show both men and women can fulfill these positions and have the credentials to fill these positions, I think the more that we start making it not so much of a woman's issue, but I can definitely all your points about women need to be able to work together. They need to be able to let things go. They need to be able to understand the differences and take it as there's differences. It might not be personal. And the further that we can work together, which actually brings up, and I'd be interested in your thoughts and opinions. I know when I go to women's conferences, I get inspired by it, and the energy level in those conferences and the speakers that I hear, I am very energetic coming out of there, very inspired, very, okay, great. And, you know, it's almost that boost that I need to keep on going and keep fighting the fights that I fight. Do you feel those similar energy and inspirations? And why is it that we can do that, if you do? Why do we have that in that setting, yet you come out into the business world and you do have the cattiness and the competition and all that between women?
Okay, you're not going to like my answer.
That's fine.
Because I totally disagree with you.
Okay.
I absolutely hate those things because they're not real. It's not the real world. The queen bee will pretend to be nice. Plus, I really don't want to see one more Mary Kay demo. I don't want to see a hair demo. I don't want to see a fashion demo. I want to learn how, you know, about SEO, search engine optimization. I want to talk to someone about cash flow. I want to talk to someone about growing your business, investments. I don't want hip, hip, hooray. I abhor hip, hip, hooray. And, of course, at this point, you probably can turn off the mic and say, and Sylvia, it's been really nice having you on the air.
I like having a variety of opinions, so I am perfectly fine, and it doesn't mean I'm going to change my opinion. How's that?
I thought, oh, no, here she goes.
No, I think that, you know, it goes to women have different perspectives and viewpoints, and where I might get energy out of those women leadership conferences, that's not your thing.
No, I am sorry.
And that is fine. It actually reminds me of a situation in which I actually threw an interview at a very good women's college. And it was because the question was, if we accepted you, would you attend? And I said no. And it blew the admissions person's mind that I would ever say that, because it was a very good women's college. And sure. She asked why. And I said, because if I am going to be competing in the real world with men, I want to do it in a safe environment of the classroom in college.
Oh, interesting. So,
yes. Well, okay. And that was how, yeah, that's how I felt. I ended up getting waitlisted to that school. So.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And now my parents might know I threw that interview. I've never told them before, so.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
I figure I've succeeded enough where it's okay now to let them in on the secret.
That's
so.
Cute.
So, you know, let's talk about some of the experiences that you have had in over the course of your, you know, whether it founding Allen Consulting or, you know, your professional life. Do you have one or two experiences that you look back on that truly defined who you are today?
Yes.
And what are they?
The first one would be when I was 12. And I was getting ready to go to a high school, very snotty high school, where everybody had cashmere sweaters. Everybody had cashmere sweaters. And I said to my mother, you know, I'm going to be going to Edina High School and everybody has cashmere sweaters, and why can't I have cashmere sweaters? She says, get a job. So pre-Neanderthal times, but I went through all the women's magazines, because in the back they had these small ads that said, sell cards, Christmas cards, door to door. So I cut out 10 of those. I sent off for the kits that you would sell with. my dad made up business cards for me, and I had my mother take me. I did it in the summer, June, July, August. I had my mother take me to apartment complexes on Saturday, and I set up my own Christmas card and greeting card business to the point when I went to college, I told everybody, I should have sold it. I wasn't smart enough at the time. I should have sold it. I said, you know, I'm getting ready to go off to college. Yeah, but Sylvie, we always buy from you. I said, yeah, I know, but I can't do this anymore. But I had a great little business going. So I'm grateful to my mother for that. I think the other thing that gave me strength was when I quit, because I was a television producer in Minneapolis, and I produced a daily woman's talk show, 15 minutes, and a two-hour radio talk show daily, and I took both shows and doubled the ratings. Yep. And after I did that, I went to the executive producer and said I wanted a credit line. He said, you can't have it. I'm the executive producer. I said, yeah, you are. I'm the line producer, and without me, that show doesn't go on the air. He said, you still can't have it. I said, why? He said, because you're a woman. I said, wow. No problem. This was May 1965. I said, no problem. I quit. And I quit that job and moved to New York, Flag Day, 1965. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a place to live. But I said, you know what? I'm a phenomenal survivor. And those are the two things I think that were the most powerful turning points.
Yeah, that is absolutely inspirational for me. And, you know, when I think about that, I think of, you know, you have to be confident in yourself and know that you will survive. And you did that, which I think is one of the other messages for women and for everyone, is that part of being able to do whatever you put your mind to do is belief in yourself, and you obviously had that belief. When you arrived in New York on Flag Day,
what did I do?
Yes, what did you do?
Well, the first thing I did, I had this book, of course, as I say, early times, but New York on $5 a day, and I had found the Emma Matthews Methodist Girls Club, which was on West Perry in West Village, divine location, $12 a week for room and kitchen privileges. I said, okay, I'll do that. And then the next day, I went to an employment agency because they had a listing for a sales secretary. And, you know, let's face it, 65, I had shorthand, I had typing, I had all that. As my mother said, in case you can't ever get a job. So I applied, and I still never forget this man, Craig Hammett. He looked like John L. Lewis. And he said, Sylvia, you're way overqualified for this job. I said, you're right. But I said, I need a job, and you need a good sales secretary, and you'll promote me in 6 months anyway. So he started to laugh. He said, fine, you're hired. So I got that job. Now I got everything taken care of. And in 6 months, when they'd forgotten to promote me, I said, you know, this is a reminder. We're at the 6 months. You said you'd promote me. Yeah, well, we're talking about it. I said, no, you're not talking about it. You're going to do it. And they did.
Wow.
You have to tell them.
Right.
You can't say, I'm going to sit here and fold my hands on my lap and be a nice person. I mean, you still have to be a nice person, but you have to be firm about it. You just have to be firm. And also, you just have to carry this unbelievable subconscious belief that you're okay. When I bought my building, At first I said, oh my God, you're nutty, you're in a fruitcake, Sylvia. And I said, wait a minute, I'm going to write down my power words. And my power words were success, revenue, I'm okay, power, and faith. And I keep them right in front of me. And whenever I get to thinking, I wonder if you're in over your head, I go, no, I'm not. This is just a test of my talent.
Right. You know, and it is. I think that you have to stay in that mindset. You have to stay in the confidence because you're going to be your own cheerleader. And if you're not cheering yourself, then no one else is going to be cheering you on. So,
oh, no. Oh, no. If you're not doing it, you're in trouble.
Right. So before we go to the next break, you know, for women, and, you know, the more we talk, Sylvia, I have to, you know, a lot of this I can relate to women, but I've got to believe it's all, it's situational, so which can apply to some men out there too. You know, what advice do you have for people who are kind of facing the similar challenges that you faced back then when you did quit your job, when you did decide to start your own business? What advice do you have for them that they can take away and start applying, you know, tomorrow, today, tonight?
I think there was a wonderful man at the Crystal Cathedral, Dr. Schuller. Find a need and fill it, find a hurt and heal it, find a problem and solve it. The amazing thing is, if you're jumping off the cliff, make sure that there is still some water down there. But figure out, let's say you've been fired from a job. What are your talents? Do an asset inventory. And then who needs you? And then match the talents to the need. And maybe instead of going out after a job, you may want to have your own business. Now, you and I both know having your own business is so easy because you don't have to work very hard. Ho, ho, ho. I love it when someone says, wow, you just get to work whenever you want. I said, right.
Yeah, no.
I'm to midnight every day.
Right.
But I can do like I did today and go meet somebody at 3 o'clock for coffee because the young lady wants to come on a trip with me to Uganda. Okay, so I'll work later. But I'm not reporting to anyone but myself. And you just have to believe you're good. The other thing is, don't think it's beneath your dignity to take a job that's slightly less than what you had with the understanding you'll grow into it. Mm-hmm. I have a young lady who says, well, I'm used to making $50,000 a year. I said, how long have you been unemployed? Well, she said, 3 years. I said, then you're used to making zero.
Right.
Don't have this. You can have a strong belief in yourself. Don't have an inflated sense of self-worth. And I think you can hear the difference there.
Yep, absolutely. Well, it is time for another break. So you're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and we are talking to Sylvia Allen, who started her own business in 1978, Allen Consulting, and started a nonprofit in 2003, and have been very successful in both. So stay tuned, and we will see you after this break.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
America is heading over a fiscal cliff. Home prices are still receding and unemployment growing.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Bob Pritchard has over 30 years of experience as a straight-talking business consultant and author working with some of the top Fortune 500 companies. Now he's come to the Voice America Business Channel to help you and your business. Tune in to the Bob Pritchard Radio Show for information about starting and successfully running a profitable business. From the movers and shakers to great marketing screw-ups, you can't afford to miss a single edition of the Bob Pritchard Radio Show. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business.
We spend 70% of our week in the office. What is the difference between enjoying your job and enduring it? The number one motivator is a positive work environment. And that's where Real Recognition Radio comes in. Join your hosts, Roy Saunderson and S. Max Brown, as they take a look at the positive factors of the workplace, such as employee rewards, recognition, incentives, and much more. Tune in to Real Recognition Radio, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
Thank you. are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, Voice America listeners. Thank you for coming back. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I am talking with Sylvia Allen, who has been very inspirational, very informative on how she started her own business, how she has made it on her own, how she has paved the way for other women and actually just other people who might face similar challenges, and how confidence, determination, energy, focus, all are very important, and being your own cheerleader. So Sylvia, you have shared a great journey, and you have shared some inspirational observations and how you've gotten through some tough times along your journey. How do you define success?
Great question. I feel like a politician now. Success isn't measured by money or things, by any stretch of the imagination. For me, success is, for example, I have a child at the school in Uganda for 4 years. She's been on crutches because she has a degenerative left hip. And we just couldn't, no doctor would take her until she was 15. She now has a new hip. She can walk. That is success. I have an orphan who would have ended up in poverty at $2 a day, and he's now a teacher in the schools. So that is success. Look at Mother Teresa. Mm-hmm. Did she have a Mercedes? Did she have a Jaguar? Did she wear 5-carat diamonds? Nothing. And yet that woman was highly successful. Granted, you know, we need money to live on. I'm not into poverty. I could never be, good God, if they called me another Mother Teresa, the heavens would open and lightning would come down and I would immediately be demolished. I am nowhere near her. But it's just stuff. You know, we all get wrapped up in stuff. The success comes with achieving something. I get excited, for example, when we run events, when all of a sudden the place is full and everybody says, oh, we are having a good time. Mm-hmm. Great. That's success.
Yep. Yeah, it is. I think it is wonderful to hear. That is one of the questions I ask all my guests, and to hear people's definition. And, you know, I think most of the people have talked about more achievement and than the financial aspect of it, and really feeling satisfied and feeling accomplished. And how success is, I believe, a very unique definition, and only you can define success your way, and it's going to be slightly different than my definition or someone else's definition. And I think that's what's so unique and wonderful about this exploration of how people define success. So, you know, in light of that, do you feel that you've achieved success?
Oh, goodness.
Putting you on the spot now.
That's okay. There's a wonderful book called What Makes Sammy Run. And it's a very old book, but he had to keep climbing the mountain and climbing another mountain and climbing another mountain. I do not feel like I'm a success yet. I feel like I've had some wonderful small successes, but if I were really successful, I could build schools and educate millions of children that wouldn't have to live in poverty. So I do it a little bit at a time. And so are my steps successful? Yes. Are they big steps? No, they're little steps. I'm not a Bill Gates. I'm not any of those that are multi-billionaires. I'm just a little person trying to make a difference in some people's lives.
I think that's wonderful. So we've been talking about women, and we've been talking about leadership and being successful as women, whatever your definition is. And we've been talking about how you have been successful with Allen Consulting. You have been successful with Sylvia's Children. And although you haven't achieved your success, as you just mentioned, you know, you are taking those little steps and you are helping and leading people to help achieve success. What are some of the traits? And, you know, I think about it, what are some of the women's natural traits that we have, but just also in general, what traits do you think good leaders need to have?
They have to have empathy. And, you know, empathy is different than sympathy. Sympathy says, I understand how you feel. Empathy is feeling how you feel. And that is a phenomenal trait within women. Now, it can be both positive and negative. On the positive side, it is, yes, you get all of those feelings. On the negative side, we fall too much into that. You know, like, oh, my gosh, I do understand you're sick and you can't come in. Okay, not a problem. You know, we do too much of that. I think you have to have strong ego drive. That does not mean being egotistical, but it means driving to a certain point or an objective. I think that you have to be assertive. Like, for example, you know, if you compare men to women, men will interrupt. Women say, oh, well, I'll wait my turn. You know, men make declarative statements. Women quite often end a sentence in a question. Nothing drives me crazier than in a sales call where a woman says, and your price is $10,000? Right. No. The price is $10,000. Wonk! Get it out there. Women are much more open and willing to share ideas and support each other, which I think is very important. I'm just trying to, and then, of course, the other thing I think is so important, a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to have a good sense of humor. If you get so wrapped up in it, you'd get wrapped up in it. When, again, in my brief tenure at AT&T, they had fired a guy who was responsible for the executive seminars. That we had 135 communication centers around the country, and this executive seminar was for C-level executives. And they'd already fired three guys. Oh, surprise, I got the job. And that was when I said, yeah, I said, I want the title and the salary, yeah, yeah. And I felt like they were patting me on the head. I said, you're not patting me on the head. And then I went directly to the vice president who had hired me. Like, I skip-leveled about five levels. He said, Sylvia, you're supposed to. I said, don't tell me who to go through. I said, here's the deal. You made the decision to hire these guys. You made the decision to fire them. They failed to keep you involved in the process. So I said, here's the deal. Nothing will get produced without your final approval. I said, and then the reality is, if I get fired, so do you.
Wow.
I'm not going to get fired. I had two kids. So, and that's a strong motivator. So, I'd call him and, well, I'm going in the limo to the airport. Fine, I'm riding with you. I'd ride with him in the limo. I'd pick him up, whatever. He finally said, good God, Sylvia, lighten up. It is just a game. And it was like he had thrown a bucket of water at me because it was like, he's right. I need to have value. I need to do what's good. But it isn't the be-all and the end-all. And every once in a while, I catch myself getting really intense and so on. It's just a game. And I would say that was, you know, maybe that's the third greatest piece of advice I ever got. I loved that man.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the executive seminar got a standing ovation.
Yay! Yes, somehow I'm not that surprised at that one.
Especially since he led the people standing.
Right.
I'm no dummy. Also, yeah. You also have to recognize where the power is. And you got to go with the power. I think that's important. Know who the power players are.
Yep.
And don't be afraid of them. You know, I do wads of selling. I sell sponsorship and everything in my business. And I'll call the president of the company. And when I teach it, I say, call the president. And people go, oh, he won't talk to me. I go, really? He's lonesome. Nobody else calls him either. What's the worst the president can do? Is he going to hang up on you? No, he's not going to hang up on you. He may not talk to you. He may say, you know, talk to this one or that one. But already he's done you a favor. Don't be afraid of power, but recognize power and work with it.
One of the things, and I don't know who first put this in my head, I think someone mentioned it to me, was they are people too. They have family. They have feelings. They are your just normal person outside of that office, outside of that title, and they are people too.
Yeah. And at one point, they were in the position where you are.
Right. You know, I have two young kids right now, and so I'm on the sports fields or courts or whatever it is, depending on the season. And I look at some of the parents who I know them as parents, and I don't necessarily know what their work life is. But usually, if you see them season after season, you get to know them. And some of these parents, you know, I think to myself, I would never have imagined that that's what they do, because they are just a person like you and me.
Yes.
And that just reinforces they are people too.
Yeah. It's just get over being afraid of whoever they are. Just get over it.
Right. Well, with that, it is time for one last break. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success, and we are talking with Sylvia Allen. So stay tuned, and we will see you after this break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus drug discount card offered by Voice America. It is not insurance, and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies. But 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, Voice America listeners. Thank you for coming back. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and we have been talking with Sylvia Allen, who founded Allen Consulting in 1978 and Sylvia's Children in 2003. And Sylvia, before we get into sort of the home run stretch and the last questions that I ask many of my guests, can you tell us how listeners can find out more about Allen Consulting and actually Sylvia's children too? Is there a website that you have?
Yeah, they can go to www.allenconsulting.com. And that will show all of the talents and capabilities that we have. They can order my books and my DVDs, and they can book me for a speaking engagement if they want, or training. For Sylvia's Children, they can just go to www.sylviaschildren.org. We also have a blog. I just always love all these alphabets. http://sylviaschildren.blogspot.com. And then from a phone number standpoint, 732-946-2711. I also give people my cell phone since I'm on the road a lot, 732-241-1144. I'm more than thrilled to talk to anybody. More than glad to have them. And email is easy, sylvia@allenconsulting.com or sylvia@sylviaschildren.org. We make it as easy as possible.
Absolutely. That is the best way to make sure that people can reach you at any time, and that is one of the most important things being a business owner, is being accessible to people and to potential clients or investors or donors. So,
or anybody.
Or anybody. Absolutely. So Sylvia, you know, as I've said, each time we come back from a break, you know, I have definitely had some tips and some inspirations that you've given me. What I want to make sure that we focus on some of the women out there, and I'm sure, as I found throughout this show, that your advice not only applies to women, often applies to anyone, so to the men also. But what are some of the advice that you can give women who are just starting their career and how they can lead a successful career, profession, how they can get off the ground?
Help anybody that asks for your help, because everybody that you help turns around and helps you. Be conservative. This is one of my hot buttons. Be conservative in how you dress. Don't give the wrong message. And the more neutral you are, the better it is, because then the message is you, not your clothing, not the jewelry. I mean, I can say all that. I have all this collection of Native American jewelry. I think back on when I'd have on 4 bracelets, a ring on every finger, a squash blossom necklace, and earrings. And it was like, oh, my God, she must have come out of the circus. Because externally, I was trying to appear secure, whereas internally, maybe I wasn't. I have to laugh now. I go, oh, maybe I better stick on some earrings, because I'm so confident that I'm okay. That I'm
right.
I'm all right. So just be careful of the image you project. If you have a funny voice, work on voice lessons. If you have an accent from some area, try to downplay it. Try to take voice. I'm originally from Minnesota. I took voice lessons to get rid of that nasal tone.
Yep. And I think that that's important. I think, if I may add, and you can disagree with me if you disagree, I think the other advice is, you know, especially the younger professionals coming out, they're so online and have a whole online profile. And as you're going into that career, being careful of that online profile, making sure that you want your next employer to see what's out there.
Oh, absolutely. Great point. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. So you go with the whole image that online is very much part of your image now. So
yeah. And remember, what you put up there at 15 could come back and bite you when you're 25.
Yes. So for the even younger people that are listening, think about that. So now I do want to take a few moments and go into some of the questions that I love asking all my guests. And, you know, we've heard so much about what you do with Allen Consulting and Sylvia's Children. What do you do when you're not working either as part of Allen Consulting or Sylvia's Children? What do you do on your off time? Is there off time?
Not a lot of off time, but I sing in my church choir. I come from a family of singers, so if I'm in town, I sing with my church choir. I do either one or two Pilates classes a week and either one or two ballet classes a week. If I do end up with something like I want to go see Savignon Glover at the Joyce Theater in New York. Okay, well, I'll go see Savignon Glover because I love that. Or I'll go to a play. But see, I love doing what I'm doing. So sometimes what I'm doing isn't work.
Right. And that is one of the most important things when you have your own business or your own organization is be passionate about it and love what you're doing.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think some of those things that you just mentioned are some of the ways that you unwind and relax. Are there other ways that you unwind and relax that you have not mentioned?
I go to bed.
Right.
My son called one night at 9 o'clock. He said, "What are you doing up?" I said, "I had to answer the phone."
Because you called.
Because I'm an early to bed, early to rise person. I am very, you know, and if I don't have to do anything, I say, I'm going to go to bed.
Yep. Get a good night's sleep.
That's right. And you do have to, if you want to continue being performing at your top level, I mean, I have to get 8 hours of sleep. When you're in college, you only get 2 or 3 or 4 hours. But I have matured to the point, I've got to get 8 hours. When I've got 8 hours, I am at peak performance. So I get 8 hours.
Yep. And you can, because
yeah.
You're in control.
Thank you.
What do you do when you have a bad day?
I go to bed. I have two people that I might call, I have two people that just adore me. One I've known for 50 years and the other one I've known for 30 years. And literally, if I pick up the phone and call one of them, they say, "Oh my God, Sylvie, we just love you. How are you?" And it lifts you right up. Yeah. And I don't need much more from them because I go, "Okay, thank you. I'm going to bed." And sometimes if you're starting out the day, you need to call somebody that just adores you because then it starts your day right.
Right. So quickly, I want to get this in, and we have about 1 minute left, is what practical advice can you give others to help them be successful every day?
I'm going to race through this, but I have 12 things. One is take advantage of every opportunity. 2, never take no for an answer. 3, you can never give too much. 4, you will never run out of love. 5, the more you give, the more you get. 6, never be afraid to ask for money. 7, never underestimate your own talents. 8, always have passion for what you do. 9, trust your gut. 10, follow your dreams. 11, assume you have succeeded. 12, success is not measured by possessions or money. This is how I live my life.
Fantastic. And you did do it within 30 seconds. So I will make sure that everyone can get all those. It was 12, right? It was 12 things.
And if they email me, I'll send it to them.
Okay. And I'm going to put it up on my Facebook, my Stepping Stone Consulting Facebook page, which you can get to from my host page for my show.
Great.
And Sylvia, thank you so much for coming on, being my guest. This has been a wonderful show. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope you have too.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Yep. And next week, we are going to have Margot Dorman from the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce on to continue our celebration of women's success. So hope everyone has a wonderful week and that you realize the stepping stones to your everyday success. See you next week.
Thanks again for joining us this week for Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. Please join your host, Kimberly Stewart, again next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. This week, take one more step to find your success.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.